Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah writes, "Man arafa nafsa ishtaghala bi islahiha an ayyub an-nas." He says that person who gets to know himself, understands himself, recognizes himself, and this is what we need to do, is to identify our weaknesses, our imperfections. It is the duty of every person to do so. I have a weakness within me. Perhaps it is anger. Maybe it is racism. Maybe it is jealousy. Maybe it is pride. I have a weakness within me. He says, "Man arafa nafsa," get to know yourself. When you do that, it's like you have an ailment, you have a sickness. You go, you are diagnosed with a certain disease. What happens? You don't ignore it, but you seek ways to treat it, to correct it, to rectify it. And when you do that, you kind of distract it from everybody else's ailment, everybody else's weakness and sickness. You don't have time to treat anybody else. You don't have time. You're so distracted by sorting your own issue and problem out. You have a health issue. It will be irresponsible of you to be treating somebody who has an ailment while ignoring the ailment that you have. So he says the same comes with your spiritual self. Man arafa nafsa. Allah has created us with imperfections, every one of us. And there's great wisdom in that. When Allah has created you with an imperfection, it's to distract you from the imperfection and the weaknesses of others. Because what's going to happen, you have a weakness. So he says, get to know yourself. Once you get to know yourself, you are going to be so occupied with rectifying that weakness, with attending to that weakness, with sorting out that weakness, that it will distract you from the faults and the weaknesses of others. May Allah grant us the understanding.